Cold hot dogs are called are like bologna.
It's called bologna. Yes.
You could,
yes.
Ew.
Again, you thunderheads responding to foods you're not supposed to eat cold. Although somebody had asked Barry if he even heats up his deviled eggs. And Terry Ward said pancakes. Why can't you eat pancakes cold?
Well, it's a little tough to get the butter to melt.
That's not the point.
Oh.
There are no foods that you are not able to
You know
eat
what you
cold.
Could do? You could take a cold pancake and wrap it around a cold hot dog.
There you go.
Cold pigs in a blanket.
It's 8:16.
Gilberto and Friends.
Is this a joke?
Oh my God! This is unbelievably humiliating.
Weekday mornings on Lightning Hot Country, Thunder 102.
Clouds and Thunder Country, high today 44. And, well, we heard the brand new Sawyer Brown song, Traveling Pan. Let's go to the Thunder line. Pleasure to say good morning to this gentleman. It's been 6 years since we had a chance to chat. Hobie Hubbard from Sawyer Brown on the Thunder line. Hobie, good morning.
Good morning. Now, do I get to weigh in on with this, whether you can eat cold pancakes thing or not?
Yes,
sure.
Let's first of all talk about cold pancakes. But is there a food you're not supposed to eat cold?
You know what? I might go with pancakes.
You don't
Thank
think
you.
Why?
You know, and it's not that you can't have a hot dog. I know the whole pigs in a blanket deal.
Right.
But there's something about a pancake. I don't know. Begs to be hot and have hot syrup with it.
All right.
Today I need to alter my way of thinking on that.
All right. Now let me
ask, that means you haven't been on the road in a while.
Now let me ask you a question.
Trust me.
Okay. Let's say today you have a delicious breakfast of hot fluffy pancakes with melted butter and delicious syrup, okay? And just say there are a couple left over, which means I wasn't eating with you, okay? Now tomorrow morning you open up the fridge,
No, now, if you were going to go with might I come back an hour later and see that cold pancake on my plate, maybe then.
Yeah.
The next day, it's become a whole other food crowd.
Yeah. All right. Hey, Sawyer Brown celebrates 30 years. 30 years this year, more than 4,000 shows. And one of those shows was about 6 years ago here in Thunder Country. It was our very first Thunder Jam. And man, did you guys rock Monticello Casino and Raceway. And that's the first chance that you and I had a chance to chat. And you guys really did a great job at that time wrapping up our summer concert series. I was so thrilled to hear that there was new music. And we just played Traveling Band, an autobiographical song. So let's start out, Hobie, with telling our Thunderheads all about the song and really, how it puts together all those years and all those shows.
It is, granted, I can't be objective on it, but I think it's one of the best things that Mark's ever written. It truly is our life story in about 3.5 minutes. And the first time he played that song for me after he'd written it, I mean, I was totally choked up and just sat there and couldn't say anything because it's like, I can remember that whole part of the ride, all of that. And what's so great is that, you know, we've got fans and friends out there who have been along on this ride the whole way and some that have been around for parts of it. And it feels good to us to have a song that can really share that whole experience with them.
What I thought when I first heard the song, and when you and I chatted the last time, I had mentioned then that I said that The Walk had to be the Sawyer Brown song that had the most impact on me. And hearing Traveling Band for the first time, the feelings of The Walk came back.
Oh, man, that's an awesome thing to hear. I know that would mean a lot to Mark. And for me, The Walk is probably still like it is my favorite song, and this one, the same thing, because I know that there's so much of who he is and who we all are in those songs.
Yeah, it's a great song, and again, I'm very excited to hear more and more from the entire project. Again, Traveling Band, the title track, correct?
Yep, that's the title track, and we had the luxury and pleasure of kind of having more time to work on this record than we have on some others, which can be a bad thing with us because we'll continue to either write or find songs that we like, and eventually it's like, boys, you have to leave the studio. It's got to be called finished at some point. but we look at that as a high-quality problem, so mm-hmm. it was a lot of fun to work on.
Again, you got your start. You really got kicked off with Star Search.
Yeah,
And that is such an amazing dream story.
Yeah, for us it was, you know, that was, there was no such thing as reality TV at that point. So we had seen the pilot for Star Search and thought there's no way they're going to pick a band from Nashville. So during the audition process, we weren't stressed out about it because we thought they're not picking us, so there's nothing to get worried about. We just wanted to get the videotape at the end of the whole deal so we could pitch it around to get work. That's as far-sighted as we were in the whole process. So it took a lot of that stress off, and so nobody could have been more surprised than we were when they called a week later and said, we want you guys out here the following week.
Yeah, and then as they say, and it's not just cliche, it is a fact, the rest, 30 years being the rest, more than 4,000 shows being the rest, is history. It's Hobie Hubbard, Sawyer Brown on the Thunderline. Hobie, thank you so much for your time. Thank you, and thank Mark, everybody else in the band, for year after year after year, and again, a brand new year of great music with Traveling Band, the Traveling Band Project, and nothing but the best to you, my friend.
Well, I appreciate it. And if I change my mind on cold pancakes, I'll give you guys a call.
Yeah, do that. Give me a yell. And we look forward to you guys coming back through Thunder Country again. And I had said, you guys really kicked it off for us with the very first Thunder Jam years ago. And, you know, our Thunderheads are still talking about that experience and what a night that was. And we'd love to see you guys back here in Thunder Country.
Sounds like a deal. Make it happen. We're there.
All right. Well, I will have my people call your people.
Nice.
As soon as I get people, okay?
Well, same here.
Okay. All right, buddy. All the best to you, Hobie. Thanks for the time. Hobie Hubbard, Sawyer Brown on the Thunderline, and the song, it is called Traveling Band. The project is called Traveling Band. And again, an autobiographical song, to me, brought back memories and feelings of my favorite Sawyer Brown song, The Walk. And it was really great. It was really a pleasure to talk with Hobie on the Thunderline. And we'll keep you Thunderheads posted. And if they are ever through Thunder Country, it'd be great to get them here in studio or get a chance to get them performing again.